There are reports that a man in British custody may have prepared the documents that prompted the U.S. to raise the terror threat level for certain buildings on the East Coast. Abu Isa al-Hindi was arrested on Tuesday. The documents were discovered on a laptop in Pakistan. They detail extensive surveillance of five financial institutions. One puzzle that interrogators hope al-Hindi can solve is the status of al-Qaeda plots against the U.S. Apparently, nothing in the document suggests an attack is imminent. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, there are growing concerns that al-Qaeda may be trying to influence the November election.
This spring and summer, U.S. officials have fretted out loud that the election presents an irresistible target for al-Qaeda. This week, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge told CBS that, unfortunately, that's the way the intelligence is pointing.
The information we have, is, as we've shared with the public before, is an expressed interest to try to undermine the democratic process.
That would represent an evolution in al-Qaeda's ambitions. Osama bin Laden's 1998 fatwa called on Muslims to kill Americans, including civilians, anywhere in the world. A recent New Yorker piece summed up the philosophy this way: the spectacular violence that characterized al-Qaeda's attacks wasn't a means to a goal, it was the goal. Success was measured by body count, not by political change. But many terrorism experts believe that's shifting, and that a turning point came in March with the attacks in Spain and the dramatic electoral upset there 3 days later. Michael Ledeen of the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank, says terrorist planners were emboldened.
They influenced the democratic process in Spain, whereupon I am sure there was a hell of a debate in the terror universe about what would now have, whether that could be replicated in the United States. And I have written that I expect that they will try it here, and that I expect that they will try it sometime in October, as close to the election as they can stage it.
Bruce Hoffman, on the other hand, argues that terrorists just got lucky in Spain and probably didn't set out to throw the vote. Hoffman is an analyst at the RAND Corporation, and he's not convinced al-Qaeda has the pretensions or the ability to try to orchestrate the outcome of U.S. elections.
I think al-Qaeda knows that any operation, certainly in the period leading up to the national election, its impact and its significance will be magnified. So I'm not sure that it's necessarily, I mean, they may, in their wildest dreams, want to affect the outcome of elections, but I think they're quite content merely to shine some of the limelight on themselves through terrorism.
Here's the question. If terrorists are plotting to influence the presidential election, what for them would constitute a desirable outcome? Michael Ledeen thinks al-Qaeda leaders would like to see a President Kerry. Daniel Byman of Georgetown School of Foreign Service isn't so sure. Byman has been monitoring Islamist chat rooms and says many there see merit in a second term for President Bush.
And they believe that George Bush, since he's widely reviled in much of the Muslim world and the broader world in general, is in some ways an ideal adversary for them, and that replacing him with John Kerry may be a problem for them because it may make the United States less hated.
Byman, for the record, isn't yet persuaded that al-Qaeda has election year ambitions. He notes that the 9/11 attacks didn't correspond to any particular date or event. It was just when al-Qaeda decided they could pull it off. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.